Thank you to Thousand Fell for sponsoring today's episode. Thousand Fell created the world's first 100% recyclable circular sneaker, which they often refer to as full circle footwear. Their sneakers are designed with innovative leatherless materials, which are backed by their brand-owned recycling program. This guarantees that their sneakers will never end up in a landfill. Thousand Fell sneakers not only do good, they look good, they feel good, and are built to last. That's why Vogue said these sneakers bring both a cool factor and practicality. Thousand Fell sneakers are 100% leatherless, 100% recyclable, 100% vegan, certified by PETA, zero waste, stain and water resistant, odor repellent, blister proof, and they have a versatile design. Thousand Fell has just launched their brand new black shoe. So hurry and be the first to get it. This could be a great holiday gift. If you do purchase, please be sure to take the post-purchase survey and select my podcast, Heal, Survive, and Thrive. Hey guys, welcome back to Heal, Survive, and Thrive. I am so excited that you are here. Let's dive right into this week's topic. This week, I want to get into a topic that I feel like this is just the question that we always ask when we're out there and we're dating is this person the one? Is this person right for me? Is this person healthy? Is this the person I'm supposed to be with? And we just like contemplate it and overthink it and overthink it. So I'm going to give you four things that you have to be on the lookout for. That way you can know that you have found the right person for you. So this is a question that I feel like we've all asked ourselves, like, is this person the one? Is this person, you know, the one I'm supposed to be with? And oftentimes it's easy to spot the wrong person, but sometimes it's a little bit more difficult to spot the person that is actually right for us, especially when we have absolutely no idea what a healthy relationship should even look like. So if we haven't really had the best examples, whether it was our parents or just our own past relationships that we've been in, then quite frankly, we might seem a little lost. So here we go. I'm going to give you the four things that mom and dad and grandma and our best friend and whoever was supposed to teach us. This is what a healthy relationship should look like. And this is how you know you found the right person for you. So right off the bat, do you share the same values and beliefs? And I feel like this is a really big one. I mean, they're all big ones, but this is really important. And to be honest, this is kind of the easy one to spot. Is this person like you in the sense that they're like-minded like you? Do you guys share the same values and beliefs on how you live your lives? Are you religious? Is this person religious? Are you spiritual? Is this person spiritual? How do they go about their day? How do they live their day-to-day life? What is their character? So this is really like, hey, this is what I want in my life. Oh, you want the same thing? Okay, cool. That box is checked. This is how I live my life. This is what I think is important to live a life day in and day out. These are things that are important. So for example, if you want children and that person doesn't, okay, don't share the same values. If you believe that a family should sit at the table at 5:30, 6 o'clock and have dinner together and that is really, really important to you and the other person doesn't think it's that important, they know it might be something that's of importance, but it's not that important and they come home from work every day at 8 o'clock, that's probably gonna be a struggle in your relationship. So you're always trying to find people that share the same values and beliefs as you. So number two is you both own your own stuff. And what I mean by this is in order to be healthy, you really have to know, okay, what are my own demons? What are my wounds? What are my insecurities? What are the things that I'm always trying to work on inside myself because I have this programming and I have all of these things from my past experiences prior to meeting you that are now stuck in me. And they kind of show up from time to time. And when they do show up, I need to be able to, number one, acknowledge that they've shown up, and number two, take responsibility for them. So if both of you guys are able to be that type of a person, there goes Annie again, walking down the hall. If you are both able to take responsibility for your own stuff, your own wounds, your own insecurities, etc., you will know you are with the right person. Because if you're healthy and you're able to take responsibility for all of your stuff, and you're with someone that can't, that relationship will never work out because you guys are on different paths. Now, the reason why this is so important and that the reason why it made it to my list is because if you're having a disagreement, if you're having an argument, if you think one thing and the other person thinks another, or if you're just upset, you're angry, you've had a stressful day, you take it out on your partner, if you don't feel that sense of respect in the relationship, if you don't feel always understood by this person, you may not always want to, and here comes ego, want to own your own stuff. But if you're in a really good space and you can fully take responsibility for all of your stuff, meaning prior to getting into this relationship, you owned your stuff. You knew, hey, I'm a little insecure right now. Hey, I'm being stubborn. Hey, I'm being controlling. Hey, I'm being passive aggressive. And you're right. And I own that. And this is why I'm doing it. And then it has nothing to do with you. And then it has to just do with me. Think about if two people could actually do that in a relationship. How many arguments or disagreements would not even be a thing in a relationship because both people are continuously trying to work on themselves. Those are like the healthiest relationships. Those are the best relationships because then it comes down to actually having a respect for each other and a mutual friendship where we don't want to, you know, have World War II over who said this and who didn't do this. And we're not always picking at each other for each other to validate our own, you know, each other's feelings. We're able to just come together as a couple and decide, hey, what's important, what's not important, values and beliefs, respect each other enough to call each other out on each other's stuff, right? And we're healthy enough that we can actually own that. So the next thing is they support you unconditionally. And now this really has to do with the friendship. This has to do with the respect. This has to do with you admire them at their core, the type of person that they are, their character, but they support you unconditionally. So this is the friendship. This is what we want. We want someone to say, hey, you know what? You see me and I see you and we have that deep connection. We have that good friendship because quite frankly, romance, physical attraction, all butterflies in the stomach, like all that kind of stuff, all that stuff, it's either going to be there or it's not. You don't have to try for that chemistry with a person. You might have to try after 20 years of marriage to kind of like re-get that flame going. But for the most part, when you're just starting to meet someone and date someone, that kind of chemistry or, you know, inquisitiveness of like, ooh, I want to kind of get to know you, that should already be there. So what you're really trying to find at this point is who are you and who am I and are we good friends? Do we get along? Do you support me? Do you admire me? Do I admire you? Do I like your character? Not like the petty things like, oh, you just leave your socks on the floor and that's a deal breaker for me. That's not really what we're talking about. You know, the other thing about feeling unconditional support is, does this person recognize who you are and support you even if it inconveniences them for a minute? You know, something that I know in my past relationship that I never received was understanding for who I am. I am someone who is highly sensitive. I didn't choose to be this. It was just the way I was born. So I'm very sensitive and I'm also very empathetic. So I can definitely go to concerts and crowded places and things like that. But after a long day of walking around, being in like a loud, crazy mall at Christmas time or anything like that, I don't like it. It drains me. I need a minute to myself to kind of like decompress. I just need that time. And I remember several times being in situations where I didn't really want to be there, but I stayed there a little bit longer for the person that I was with because they wanted to be there. And when I kind of reached a point where I was like, okay, I need to leave now. Like, I don't feel comfortable. I'm getting exhausted. This environment is really draining me. Whenever I went to go bring that to that person's attention, it was always a problem. It was always, oh, you always do this, or you always want to leave. So something for me that I realized was really important is someone who really gets you and understands you and respects you. And even though they may want to stay, they don't want the person that they love uncomfortable. They want to take care of them. Just like I didn't want to leave that situation because I knew that that was a situation that my partner wanted to be in. So I supported that and stayed a little bit longer. So having that healthy dynamic where I'm taking care of you, you're taking care of me, isn't that what we're really looking for? We want someone to have the patience and the understanding and the nurturingness. We want someone to see us like that and not think of us as an inconvenience, but recognize everything about us good and things that, you know, stink sometimes. I'm sure that person didn't want to leave. You know, I'm sure they wanted to stay, but they also shouldn't want to be somewhere where the person that they really love is feeling very uncomfortable. So I feel like unconditional support is something that is really huge when you know you're with the right person. When you say, hey, I'm doing this job or this career and I really hate it and it's stressing me out, but I'm making a lot of money, but I'm not happy and I want to leave it. You should feel that support of like, look, this might be tough financially for us to take a pay cut by you leaving this job to go do something that you really want to do, but I support you and we'll figure it out. Rather than, you know, shaming and guilting and all of those other things that someone that really doesn't have your best interests, nor do they actually really support you, would say and do. I feel like if you were to ask most couples that are together and have been together for a long period of time, and time doesn't mean that they're healthy, let's just get that straight. But couples that have been together for a long period of time and have a great relationship, you know, they're friends, like they built that. And even going the next step further, the couples that are really still crazy about each other after 40 years, 50 years of marriage, and they still dance with each other in the kitchen and all those things I'm getting goosebumps even saying that. Stuff that we all want, you know, those couples, I guarantee you, will say that yes, there were bumps in the road along the journey of this relationship that they've been on for many years. Of course, children and finances and responsibilities and deaths and all kinds of stuff that you have to go through in life, right? But for the most part, I feel like to know you are with the right person, there should be an easiness to your relationship. Now, it doesn't mean that you don't fight or have disagreements. That is not what I'm saying. What I am saying is it should be easy. And I remember people saying this to me for years. It was just easy. It was just easy to be with them. And I was like, what do you mean? I don't know what that means. I get it now. I understand what it means now, because there shouldn't be difficulties that are unnecessary in your relationship. So just like a lot of the friendships that we have in our lives, the ones that have lasted a really long time, and sometimes we can just meet a complete stranger and right off the bat, it's just, you found a kindred spirit. You found someone that hears you, that understands you, that is like-minded like you, that has the same beliefs and values as you. There's just an easiness to your relationship. You don't really have to work at it too hard. The easiness is really just your ability to like live life together, and there's a respect there. You admire each other, you appreciate each other, and you adore each other. So that should just come naturally. And the way to kind of test whether or not a relationship is easy is, honestly, you just kind of have to go through a lot of situations together. And this is dating. This is what dating actually means, to see how does this person handle themselves? How do they handle me? How do they handle life? Because you can know what a person wants, their beliefs, their values, just by like watching them and listening to them. But when you guys do have disagreements and you don't see eye to eye on some things, how does this person handle themselves? How do they handle you when you're stressed, when you're too much? You know what I mean? Like, how do they respond when you are completely stressed out? Are they there for you? Do they support you? Or are they kind of wrapped up in themselves? Can you feel like you can 100% be yourself around this person? And I mean everything. Like, let someone see everything about you, you know? And if you are the type of person that is scared to be vulnerable, you are never going to actually see or get to know a person until you kind of open up and allow them to really see you, so you can see how they respond to you. So I hope that has helped you kind of be able to spot the right person. And I always say, you know, as you are dating someone, you don't need to know month one, month two, even month three. You know, I don't know what the exact time limit is, but you don't need to know right away if this person is the one. Just go through life, experience life with them, and just get to see who someone is and whether or not they check off all of the boxes that will ensure you that they're going to be a good friend, that they're going to be a good partner for you for the rest of your life. So that about wraps it up. Thanks guys so much for all of your support. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode, and I will see you next week.